Aeneas and Ashat appearing before Dido, The Death of Dido, and Aeneas Carrying His Father Anchise, by Antoine Coipel. With the creation of François I Gallery in the Château de Fontainebleau by the Italian painter Prematiccio, painted galleries became an ostentatious manner for rich patrons in France to confirm their political or social standing. They were a necessary part of an artist's portfolio for the achievement of official recognition. Examples abounded during the 17th century, such as the Gallery of the Life of Marie de Medici by Rubens, or the Hall of Mirrors at Versailles by Charles Le Brun. The style gradually fell out of fashion as the century went on. The Aeneas Gallery in the Palais Royal, source of these three large canvases by Coipel, is important in this context for its artistic value and its scale. On the death in 1701 of the brother of King Louis XIV, Philip, his son, Duke of Orléans, who was to become regent on the king's death in 1715, commissioned his favourite painter, Antoine Coipel, to decorate a gallery he had had built by Jules Ardoin Mansart in 1698 to 1700. The chosen theme was the story of Aeneas, a Trojan prince who escaped the sack of Troy by the Greeks and wandered the Mediterranean, going to Sicily and Carthage before arriving in Italy, where he founded the city of Rome. Writing in 20 BC, Virgil told this story in the form of an epic poem dedicated to the Emperor Augustus, defining the mythical origins of Rome and the imperial family. Coipel began by painting the vaulted ceiling between spring 1703 and the end of 1705, with the Assembly of the Gods. Then, from 1714 to 1717, he completed the seven large canvases intended for the walls. Of these, the three now in the Musée Fabre were painted at the start of this period, in about 1714 to 15, and are in a good state of conservation. The four others, painted later, suffered damaging changes quite soon due to the unfortunate use of unstable colours chosen by Coipel for their intensity. In 1778, when the gallery was demolished, the pictures were taken down and sent to the Château de Saint-Cloud. During the Revolution, they passed into national collections. Three were lent by the Louvre to provincial museums: Aeneas and Anchise, and The Death of Dido to Montpellier in 1803. Aeneas and Ashat, appearing before Dido, came to Montpellier in 2005, having first gone to Angers and Arras. The others are still in the Louvre's reserves, or were destroyed like the ceiling. The group at the Musée Fabre is therefore an opportunity to show a major decoration project from the end of the reign of Louis XIV and the start of the Regency. In Aeneas and Anchise, the Trojan prince is fleeing the sack of Troy with his son Ascanius and carrying his elderly father Anchise, who is holding the household gods. Well framed by the architectural details, the group combines solidity and dynamism in both depth and height. Coipel succeeds in synthesizing the baroque vigor of Rubens and the severe firmness of Le Brun's draftsmanship. Aeneas and Ashat, appearing before Dido in the temple, shows the hero's arrival in Carthage after his shipwreck. A cloud hides him as, accompanied by his faithful Ashat, he approaches the temple of Juno, where Dido is already receiving the other Trojans, who are employing her assistance. The mist clears to reveal Aeneas to Dido, who's surprised and then love-struck. This almost supernatural appearance was probably what attracted her to the charms of Aeneas. The general layout and the highly theatrical attitudes recall the Athalia of 1696 in the Louvre and the Suzanne accused by the old men in the Prado, dating from 1695. The Death of Dido is dramatically composed, using a series of opposing curved lines forming arabesques leading the eye upwards. Dido, abandoned by Aeneas, is on her funeral pyre. She has stabbed herself, and her servants and her sister Anne are tending to her, while Iris, sent by the gods, cuts the hair still holding her to life. The warm colours in all three pictures are inspired by Rubens, with some daring chromatic effects produced by the proximity of purple and green, lifted by yellow, particularly in The Death of Dido.